It is Monday morning, and it is time for Coach Poto's Positive Press, and there's something positive around this time of year. You know, when I think about May, I think about Cinco de Mayo, of course, with Giddens. He's wondering which Mexican restaurant he's going to go to. And then also we're talking about the Kentucky Derby happens in the first part of May. But also something else happens in May every year.
Every year it happens, and that's graduation, whether it's high school graduation, college graduation,
kindergarten
graduation. Graduation is a thing in May, and it's a great thing. And I know for so many families it can be a sad thing because it's, you know, seeing your children get older and so forth and so on. But, yeah, positive time, great things going on during graduation because it's chapter of life.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something else it does, too. It makes you wonder, do you realize that in the next couple of months here, I'll have a reunion, 40.
You're coming up on your 40th anniversary. I graduated high school in, it was 16 years ago, McCurley.
It's been 40 for me, 1985. And I'll tell you this, I remember a lot of it. Some of those people I hadn't seen since that night. But you always start thinking about people that you've lost, you know, in that graduation class. So, graduates, one thing I can give you a piece of advice about, look around. Take good notice of what's going on that night. It's a celebration, sure, and you're going to want to go party and go to the beach after or wherever. But really look around and take notice because some of those folks you'll never see again.
Yeah.
I mean, really. And a lot of classes are tight-knit and everything. I can remember KJ and Deuce's graduation. Of course, they graduated together in 18 from Fayetteville, and that was just 7 years ago. But I remember it.
Yep. Speaking on graduation, when I graduated from college, this is one of my big regrets in life. And I hope that it maybe someone hears it and they don't take my opportunity for granted like I did. When I graduated from college, I didn't even go to my graduation. I just chose not to go because the graduation list was so long. It was on a Saturday, I feel like, and I was able to pick up a shift at work. But looking back, even though that was, I guess, you know, 10, 12 years ago, whenever it was, I was first generation college graduate in my family, and that should have been an opportunity to really not make it necessarily about me, but my family could have witnessed me walking across the stage getting that degree rather than having that degree mailed to me. I didn't even go to my college graduation. I regret it. So if you're thinking and you're on the ropes of not attending a graduation, go. Life is too short not to witness these beautiful moments. And don't not go to your graduation.
And I'm going to even throw some more things in there that's not necessarily all the time in May, but a lot of them around about this time. If you are graduating from the military or from police academy, hey, kudos to you. Yep. Thank you for your service. Thank you for being that first responder. Those people in graduation deserve just as much of a round of applause as anybody that goes to school.
They absolutely do. I had a nephew just turned 22 about a month or so ago, graduated from police academy, and he's off doing wonderful things. And yeah, like I was saying, it's a chapter of life that he is getting ready to take on, and it's exciting and it's appreciated. Just great things for all graduates, absolutely.
And I'm going to say this, if you're 18 years old and you're graduating from high school and you don't want to know what you want to do with your life, you don't have to make that split decision right now.
That's right.
But I will say this, take time to look around you during that graduation. You're thinking, will this speech ever get over with from our principal? Will this sponsor list ever get over with? Whatever the case may be, you better enjoy it. Because I'm telling you now, taking it from someone who's old and has been 40 years now, there's people I don't even remember.
Yeah.
And I mean, people we've lost. Take it in and really, really admire what's going on around you throughout your graduation.
That's exactly right. That's a great point to make, McCurley.
And, of course, graduation's coming up for county schools, for city schools, for colleges, for kindergartens, for armed forces. Listen, even nursing school graduates.
Yeah.
You know, that's very important. Those are people that are going to take care of you. But I know you tell everybody this every week, but this definitely needs to be said.
That's exactly right. Go dominate your week, guys.